This is the Midday Market Podcast for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. We are talking here on Midday Tuesday. And John, what's taking place in the grains after a lower start to begin the day?
Yeah, we've got some choppy trade, at least starting to work into that soybean market. Did try to turn itself positive a few minutes ago, and now the sellers are kind of kicking back in again. One of the biggest things we're watching there in terms of that soybean market is the prices of those South American beans, those Brazilian beans. We've actually seen a really nice rally in the Brazilian bean premiums. In other words, the price that they're charging compared to the U.S. market for exports. And it's been rallying very steadily here. As maybe it's a reflection of tighter farmer selling, the tighter crop supplies, whatever. So U.S. beans are kind of gotten a little bit more price competitive, still well and more expensive than those Brazilian beans, but at least now maybe within target range. And with that, we saw a soybean sale last week. We had another 4.6 million bushels sold on known destinations this morning. So maybe that just gives this market a little stability here. But now here comes the Argentina crop, and they are significantly about a dollar a bushel under us. And there is rumors that China's looking for beans from Argentina now. So that's still going to just be a headwind over top the market. It would be this next crop of beans coming out of South America from Argentina. Meanwhile, corn and wheat have been kind of under the pressure most of the day today. You know, again, just not finding any footing. We're getting into that window for corn. I'm a little concerned about the basis contracts for May. April typically sees weakness in the second half of the month as we got to get those basis contracts put together. Corn market's just not finding any footing, lacking good overall positive news. And it feels like right now we got a little bit of a downward slope here. You had the wheat market the other day try to pop to get the week started, but it faded off those gains, getting some follow through today. Again, we just can't rally that wheat market that much. Global wheat prices are just too high compared to U.S. wheat. And then we saw some, again, solid ratings on that winter wheat crop and the U.S. crop progress or crop ratings numbers that came out yesterday afternoon. Just keeps the sellers active in a market. Like I said, we gotta keep prices down in order to compete.
On Thursday, we get the next WASDE report, the April WASDE report. And of course, we want to find out those ending stocks numbers and then also the Brazil, or I should say the production numbers in Brazil. And what we're going to find out in the report on Thursday, obviously up in the air. But John, are we going to get any clearer picture on Thursday, or is it still going to be pretty cloudy?
Well, at least on the U.S. side, you know, we did pick up those on the grain stocks report. We're tighter on corn supplies, so that'll have to come into the balance sheet. We're a little looser on the soybean supplies, so that'll have to come into the balance sheet. I expect to see some demand changes there, at least on probably in the export market for corn, you know, bringing that number a little bit higher to kind of reflect the usage that we saw. On the soybean side, maybe that demand number comes down on that export side or balanced out with crush somehow. But we're expecting to see the carryouts kind of reflect what we saw in the grain stocks. On the global scale, at least that South American crop, yeah, there's still a pretty big difference between the USDA and what we're seeing from private analysts down there for both corn and soybeans in Argentina and Brazil. Maybe we tighten that window up a little bit. Again, the USDA is historically a slow player in that process. But we are getting to the point now that Brazil crop's about 80% harvested as of last week. So maybe we can kind of pin that number down a little bit more. So maybe we see some reduction there. But again, one of the biggest problems in those countries is figuring out planted area and how many acres are actually out there. And that's maybe one of the reasons why the USDA kind of slow plays things a little bit, at least until, you know, we get a clearer picture in terms of when that harvest is complete.
And is that just difficult, John, because it is such a big country and getting all those statistics reported is not an easy task?
Yeah, very much so. And again, it's just because of the size of the country, and we're still talking planting certain one area, harvesting in other areas. You know, it's not like we just focus on the central part of the United States or in terms of that growing season. It has to work through all those large windows, and it just makes it very, very difficult. Plus, again, you're talking such a vast area. You know, some areas are very hidden in terms of technology, and it's just hard to get a grasp on things until we really know. Just like the last couple of USDA reports, USDA actually has raised the Brazilian crop from last year, again, just because of finding out more planted acres were out there.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace. Some green on the screen for the livestock side here today.
Yeah, at least getting some follow-through after yesterday's strength in that live cattle market. And, I'd like to see it even be a little bit stronger here. But we're still not out of the woods yet in terms of some of the selling pressure. But at least encouraging, we saw retail values fall below $300 at choice carcass on the week. Last week, pop right back above it this week. You know, that just keeps a little bit of optimism that maybe this market can find some footing here. Now, obviously, we got to see what cash trade does later on the week. Feeders still kind of just following suit, plus the weakness in the corn market helping out there. there. You know, that hog market, though, that has had a heck of a run. You know, we've seen really good retail value, really good retail demand, but maybe getting into those upper $100 levels at 107 for June, 109 July, starting to feel a little bit expensive here, you know, but at least we got a really strong trend in that cash market as well as those retail values to give this market some fundamental support. So kind of just watching how things play out there, but again, cattle market at least maybe trying to find some footing, but I'm just cautious yet. We're still not out of the woods. You know, we could see some short covering or some long liquidation again very quickly if all of a sudden some numbers start turning south and the sellers want to jump back in.
John Heinberg, our guest here at Midday from Total Farm Marketing. John, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure. Love to chat with them anytime. Give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com or just give me a call, or excuse me, go to our website, totalfarmmarketing.com.
Lots of ways to get in touch with John. John, thank you so much for the time and have a great week.
Sounds great, Mark. Have a good week.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. It is time now for a check of the numbers. At midday, May corn is down 3 even at 432.5. May soybeans down 3 even at 1178.5. May soybean meal unchanged at 336 even. May soybean oil down 27 cents at 47.63. Chicago wheat down 5.25 at 560.5. Minneapolis wheat down 6.25 at 644 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 9.25 at 576 even. And May oats up 0.75 at 330.5. On the Merck, April live cattle up 57 cents at 179.97. April feeder cattle up 67 cents at 239.97. May lean hogs up 77 cents at 98.65. May pork cutout unchanged at 104.10. And Class 3 milk down 8 cents at 15.59. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.